With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Fear of backlash is one thing that keeps military members and their families from speaking up about housing problems like mold and poor maintenance. That's according to a recent study by the nonprofit Military Family Advisory Network. But locally, there's an effort to move past that fear. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Samantha Keller looks through a window into her old home at the Parks in Monterey. It's a housing complex mostly for the military. Sheets of plastic cover the floor and the back wall. Her family's belongings are still inside.
You see all of my children's books when you look in there. Our wedding albums are right there.
Keller is married to a major in the Marine Corps. As we walk around the home, she says this is the first house they moved into when her husband was stationed at the Naval Postgraduate School.
You can smell the dampness in everything.
Right away, they noticed yellow and brown stains on the living room walls. They reported the problems to the Parks, which is run by Michaels Management. Michaels Management is a private company that manages this and other military housing complexes across the country. It did not want to discuss the Keller's problem for this story. Back in 1996, Congress privatized on-base military housing. One goal was to improve the quality of the homes. Keller says management responded to their problems by replacing part of the baseboard and painting over the rest of the stains. But that didn't solve it.
It was difficult in the beginning because I didn't know the right person to go talk to, and we were a little nervous about possible backlash for my husband, for myself.
She suspected the problem was mold. Her family was sick. Keller says her husband had trouble concentrating in school, and her youngest daughter stopped growing. So she spoke up at a town hall meeting. That's where she met a group of military spouses who help each other deal with housing issues. Genevieve Larson coordinates that group.
I can't actually go fix anybody's mold. I can't actually go fix anybody's dog off their leash or trash in their neighbor's yard or whatever it is that they are struggling with, but they can fix it themselves. And I'm here to empower them with the knowledge and the resources they need.
The group is called the Monterey Bay Military Housing Mayoral Program. Some members act as unofficial mayors for their neighborhoods. The Army created the program, though it's not active on all bases.
These groups, I think, are so valuable because we are just volunteers. We're just other residents, and so we're not a chain of command.
Larson also lives in the Parks, at their seaside housing complex. Sitting on her couch, she scrolls through her phone. The group uses Facebook to coordinate meetings, share information, and send complaints.
And people can say things in these protected groups where they can ask questions that they might feel dumb asking in other places.
Larson takes those questions to Colonel Gregory Ford. He's the garrison commander for the Presidio of Monterey.
So what you'll see is military members and their families are so used to dealing with hardship, we accept it. I can't have them accept that. That is, they should not suffer in silence. They need to let us know what's going on.
He says the mayoral program volunteers give him a better understanding of what's happening in the neighborhoods. He picks up a clipboard with a list of home addresses where people have maintenance problems.
The reason I look at it very carefully is it goes to readiness. If a service member's focused on my house isn't safe, my family's not safe, they can't do their military mission.
For many local military members, the mission is to learn, whether that's a foreign language or, like in the case of Samantha Keller's husband, getting a master's degree in computer science. She says since he had to deal with their housing problems, he missed a lot of class time at the Naval Postgraduate School.
Unfortunately, because he had to take so much time off from school to address the housing issues and to take care of his family, that he isn't graduating in June, it was decided to be the best interest would be to extend him till September.
Keller says the garrison commander, Colonel Ford, became an advocate for her family. That's when the Kellers were moved to a new home in the Parks. Still, they lost most of their belongings to the mold contamination. Standing in front of her old home, Keller points out rocks painted by her three kids that are still in the front yard.
It took us a long time to get over the shock and to get over, is this really happening to us? Is this really what we were living in? It's still shocking to still stand here and see wall after wall of plastic.
Today, the mold in her old house has been removed, but work still needs to be done to keep it from coming back. Until then, no one will live there. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.